To the hockey, Tonda told me to record the freaking space. Bro, they got my back. Holy shit. I forget you usually have to do that. Wait, I'm turning off my AC. Dude. I didn't just wake up, but my brain is like fucking asleep right now.
Good morning, everyone. Where the fuck are my Crocs?
I can't be seen. I can't be heard. Barefooted on this stream. I mean, space. Oh, yeah. You guys can use the... You guys can use the Kirby waiting room as a chat. What's happening? Hold up. I can see shit. I can't hear shit. Dude, I don't know what the hell is happening with my freaking capture card. Like, legit. This thing works whenever it wants to work. I use like 5 cables to make it work. I use like 5 HDMI cables that for some reason I have. And I use like 3 USB 3.0 USB-C cables. So, I just don't know why the hell it doesn't even like, you know, like capture a signal. Because like the thing is that it gets a signal, but then it crashes. I'm not going to say what capture card it is, but it rhymes with the cat in Spanish. But for some reason it just broke down, and it's just like, holy shit, like what now? I was like freaking the fuck out because like a replacement will literally take like almost a month to come here. So I'm kind of fucked. I'm sad. I really wanted to play Kirby. You're listening in your bed, sorry. It's okay, good morning. Yeah, this is what I get for doing Kirby board jokes, legit. Like, this is like God punishing me. God's like, nah, dude, shut the fuck up. You cannot make Kirby board jokes while I'm here. Where the hell are the freaking matches? Did we buy matches yesterday? Can you guys hear me okay?
My voice sounds so fucking scratchy right now.
It's because I cried. I was so frustrated. Nothing like a good old frustrated cry, you know what I mean? I cried over fucking Kirby. Can you believe that? I also cry when I can't play Kirby. Nah, the thing is that, dude, I really wanted to play that Kirby game. Like, it's been on my bucket list. Like, legit. It's been on my bucket list since, like, it got out. Which I know eventually I'm gonna be able to play it, and I'm just being like, he's being dramatic. But, like, you know, one day I'll play the curb, and I'll be powerful, and I'll be happy again. But for now, I cook breakfast. Today's menu, Hakitos, will be, what the fuck am I eating? Oh yeah, I'm eating an omelet and a bagel. No, thankfully it's not my internet today. It's legit not my internet. It's literally my freaking switch. Not even my switch. It's legit my freaking my power did die last night, though, very abruptly, and that kind of scared me. You guys like the ASMR on cracking eggs. What kind of bagel? It's an American brand, I think. It's called Bagel Mania, authentic New York style. Everything's bagel. Kettle boiled, heart baked. It has, like, some seeds on top of it. So I'm gonna make, like, a little omelet and shit. Frax, thank you for the super chat. Fuck the capture card. Hope it magically fixes somehow, or you can get one early. Because Kirby, dude, I know. I want to play Kirby so fucking bad. The last Kirby game that I played was literally my favorite game, Crystal Shards as well. So I crave the Kirby. I yearn for the Kirby. This feels so awkward, dude. This feels like so fucking awkward because I'm like trying to like make this as ASMR as possible, but like I'm like scared that my fucking fork is gonna fall on the ground and just like fucking box me. Wait, is everything bagel like known? Razor, think of the 5 gift tips. Is that like a common like bagel brand? Oh, you guys hear a cat? You guys hear Bacaneco? Yeah.
Hello, baby.
Meow. Come on, you usually meow so loud in the morning. Why aren't you meowing for content right now? Come on. You guys hear her? Go. I'm a coffee person, yes, but I have not had coffee in like a week. Because I was feeling a little bit tweaky while having some coffee. I'm gonna feed Buck and Echo. Okay, here we go. Eat, baby. She's hungry. She's a hungry little baby. Okay. Man, I wish I had my fucking headphones. Where the hell are my headphones? Hold up. Let me see if I can put on my headphones so I don't have to have my phone in my hand. I don't know why the fuck my throat is so scratchy. Where the fuck is it? Where are my headphones? Oh, there they are. Shishikibi. Shishikibi. Wait, hold up. Yeah. Which one's left and which one's right? Oh, there we go. Can you guys hear me? I think I'm missing my headphones now. I think the audio should be clearer. But I also think I probably fucked up the ASMR effect because, like, I might have, like, noise canceling. Jesus fucking Christ, I did not realize that. Hold up. Hold up. Is it like dead? Is it like dead sound? Is it like just like the sound of my voice? It's crunchier actually? Alright, fuck it. We ball. Fuck it, we ball. Audio's crunchier though? Got crunchy? Ah, shit. Okay, hold up. Let me take them off then. Hello? Jesus fucking Christ, hello? Okay, I think I'm back. I think I'm back soin'. I'm back soin', alright? Am I still muted? No fucking way. No fucking way. Oh, I'm back. Okay, alright. I was like, nah, man. This can't be happening. Please. I'm having a bad day already. I just want to play Kirby. Can't the man do a fucking Twitter space free? Can't the man do a Twitter space in peace? Why is God taking everything away from me? Crunchy Mike, yeah. You guys said you guys like the drive-thru experience I'm providing you right now. What do you guys put in your omelets? I like to put a lot of vegetables in mine because like they get caramelized with the like you know when you basically like fry the egg. I caramelize them and I think that's really good. I feel so bad canceling the stream, dude, because I was like, man, some taquitos are staying up for me, dude. I can't leave them hanging. I have commitment issues. I'm committed, okay? I'm fucking committed to you guys. God damn it. If I could, if I lived in a place where I could literally buy a freaking like capture card, I can assure you that I will have legit like ran. I would like legit have ran and bought a new one. But because I live in a fucking jungle, and if you ask someone, what's your capture? You're gonna like, if you ask someone, do you guys have a capture card? The guy be like, what's a capture card? And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, man. Yeah, I know things fucking happen, but it sucks, man, because I get so fucking sad over something. That this is like my personal issue because like I get so sad over small things like this. Like I know some Jaquitos will be sad. Like yeah, it sucks that we can't play Kirby, but some Jaquitos will also understand and be like, oh, well, that's okay, Haka. But bro, I'm acting like a fucking familiar diet. Like God fucking damn it, I'm like so sad. But I'm over here trying to cheer myself up with a bagel, talking to my Jaquitos, making breakfast. But god damn it, it feels so sad. I really wanted to play Kirby. But it's so annoying. This is why you shouldn't be a jungle VTuber. Like, I have a fucking option. I mean, little by little, we're trying to escape the jungle, but you know, we out here. We in the jungle. It's the best we can do. Jungle girls make do. I will try to crack myself a fucking capture card with a coconut and copper wire, but it doesn't work like that. You want a bagel too, or I'll give you a bagel? Breakfast with Backswing is good too. I mean, the thing is that I wish I could have made a stream for it, you know? But I guess a Twitter space is fine, dude. I'm so critical of myself. I need to stop. I need to chill and calm the fuck down. That is my biggest problem, Hakito. Your Oshi is a freak. And not the type of good freak, but the freak that gets sad. You know what I'm talking about? Maybe next time? Yeah, I would love to do that actually. You're happy with whatever I give you. You guys are so fucking sweet, dude. You guys are the reason why I don't lose my shit. No joke. You guys are the reason why I don't lose my shit whenever things like this happen. If I didn't have like such a supportive like community of Hakitos, I would legit be like a different person. But I care so fucking much about you guys. It's like you guys are so sweet and understanding, you know? Like, th thank God I have not lost my shit. My Oshi's a freak after hearing Jungle Girls. Barso, thank you for the super chat. I'm putting some cheese into my omelet because we like cheese. We love you, PP. I love you guys too. I'm not cute. I'm horrible. I'm a demon. I'm a dark lord. I am the prince of darkness. I am an abomination. Today, I will take over the world. Today, I'll kill everyone. Just because I feel like it. An abomination that's making break. Dude, you know how I feel right now? Have you guys? There's this anime going on with a very hot guy. Well, that's a lot, but there's this anime going on with a very hot guy that he's like a villain, but like the anime is basically centered on his days off. Like he's like a villain, but he's like obsessed with fucking pandas, He's like obsessed with pandas. He's like obsessed with you know, like cute stuff. And he basically goes to the konbini and he like tries out like new ice cream and stuff like that. That's how I feel right now. It's so good. It's legit so good. He's so fucking hot. Like, I have a weakness for characters with like sharp tooth, you know, like it doesn't really help out that he has chompers. It's really good. You guys need to. I heard the manga is really good as well. Like some people usually say, like, "Huh, the manga's better." No, the manga is actually really good for this one as well. So I'm like, God damn, okay. Yo, the Wild Orange Summer Child. What a long ass name. Welcome. You are the Wild Orange Summer Child. That sounds mean. I apologize. That sounds mean. It sounds like I'm judging you for having a long name, but that's okay. You can have whatever name you want, buddy. Who am I to judge? My name is Bouncing Hawk, the coolest and the cutest exorcist of all Sin no Kuni. Like, I can't judge you but when it comes to like long names. Because my password name is longer to my fucking will. Welcome back, Orange. It's good having you. This ham okay? This ham looks weird. I'm gonna feed it to the dog. Hold up. It doesn't look weird, but it just looks like. You go. Eat the ham. Dog has retrieved the ham. What's my deal, Hakka? I don't fucking know. No, it's still edible. It's still edible. It just looked funky. It just looked a little bit hard. That's it. But the doggy ate it. The doggy's happy. Alejandro ate it. But yeah, I'm evil, guys. I'm evil. I'm mean as fuck. Love omelets. Then why give it to the dog? No, it's good. It's just a little bit like, you know. It's just a little bit like hard. It's still good. Yeah, Alejandro's living the high life, eating ham and shit. I'm a good owner. I mean, technically speaking, that's like the house's dog. It's not my dog in general. It's a family dog. Okay. Dude, Alejandro's so fucking funny. He's like such a weird dog. He like barks at fucking like he barks at everything. He barks at cars. He barks at like other dogs. He was barking at a freaking possum that I saved with Hackabro. That poor possum was literally about to be eaten by that crazy motherfucker. But we heard him barking and we were just like, "Nah, dude, get down." The dog is family. Yeah, these dogs are fucking related to me, dude. With how much my mom loves them, they might as well be siblings. Sometimes people ask me like, "Haka, are you a dog or are you a cat person?" I'm an animal person in general. Like, I wish I could make like distinctions and just be like, "Oh yeah, I prefer dogs or I prefer cats." No, dude, I'm an animal person in general, dude. Like, I love every single fucking animal except for basilisks. They scared the fuck out of me. Yo, Silent, thank you for the 5 gifted. Also, Anto, thank you for the 11 months. Like, animals are just like, dude, animals are cute as fuck, you know? Like, they're so tiny. They deserve to be protected. They deserve to be taken care of. If I was a little animal, I would love to have an owner like me. If I was a fucking hamster and Bouncing Haka was my fucking owner, dude, I know that'll be the best 3 years of my fucking life. I'll be like, oh, yeah. Let's fucking go! Let's And snakes, bro, I love reptiles. The only reptile that I'm not a huge fan of is fucking like basilisks because like they're scary. I got attacked by one when I was a child. Dude, I fucking love hamsters. It made me so happy. Octavia was so surprised about my knowledge of hamsters, dude. She was like, "Haka, I didn't know you like hamsters that much." I'm like, "Yeah, I do. They're literally me. How could I not like hammies?"
that kind of sounded like I'm talking about hemorrhoids. Hammies. Hamsters, not hemmies. I love hamsters. Hammies, not hemmies, not hemorrhoids. I don't have any hemorrhoids, but I do not like them. Birds are super cute, but they're so loud. Oh yeah. My mom had a parrot. I forgot to tell you guys. My mom had a parrot called Rico, which is actually where the name Ricardo came. He recently passed away. He was a very old little baby. He was like legit like almost 12 years, and he passed away of old age. Like he was basically the parrot dog, so he's no longer with us. Like he chose. We have to honor him. Yeah. It was very sad. My mom is super sad, actually. He recently passed away. We tried taking him to the vet because, like, you know, he was basically just really old. So we tried taking him to the vet, and there's just, like, not enough specialized, like, bird doctors here, I guess. So, I mean, it's not like he died of sickness. He just died of, old age. But we were trying to see, like, how, you know, we could make his passing better. But he was just a little baby. Do you plan on getting another? Probably not because of Bacaneco. Bacaneco was a little bit weird to Rico. So unless she's not like, you know, extremely curious, I don't think we're probably gonna get another bird. He had everything though. He had everything. He had a little mirror, he had a little big cage. He went out, he walked, he hated flying, so he waddled like a little dog. He would call his name and he would like run towards you. He hated girls, except for my mom. He hated girls. My mom's friends will come to the house, my cousins will come to the house, my aunt will come to the house, and he will be so fucking aggressive. Like, he will be so aggressive, except for my mom. Like, for some reason, he would freak the fuck out. Like, if he saw, like a girl, you know? So apparently that's normal. Sometimes certain birds, they just freak the fuck out when they see, like, ladies. Honestly, me too. I just burn myself up. He's just nervous, right? Bird owner confuses me because some say no mirrors, but others say, "Ah, yeah, mirrors are okay." He's a parent. He needs a fucking mirror, man. But yeah, the only lady he was fond of was my mom. Wait, what's different? What's different? Can't I talk here about my parent? That gets scared by girls without being judged over here? Yeah, exactly, Emma. Just like that. Like, it was a very open case for him. Because sometimes people would try to touch it and he'll be like, ah! Like, he would, like, squawk. And he would get, like, very agitated. And people would be like, okay, sorry, buddy. But my mom would come and he would, like, run towards her hand. Am I also afraid of women? Am I? Let me see. Girl pictures. Nah, not yet. I don't think so. But yeah, he was a very nice bird, but he passed sadly. My mom is really sad, dude. My mom is super sad because of Rico, and I'm also really sad. But here's the thing. I have a weird relationship with mortality and small animals, because like I could kind of see it coming. because, you know, he was basically like old and grouchy. Like, I could basically see him, like, you know, like going to the other side. But at the same time, I'm so damn sad because, like, he's basically the namesake for Ricardo. You know what I mean? Like, ever since my hamsters traumatized me, I tried so hard to not get, like, super affectionate with little animals that can just, like, you know, like, die out of fucking nowhere. And that's kind of fucked up. I know it's fucked up. I mean, is it fucked up? I just get sad when pets die, dude. Just get really, really sad. I get super sad when pets die, and I literally get so fucking depressed to the point where I would not fucking eat. My last two hamsters, dude, those were hard. Poor little Gordo and Burger, my sons. My sons. Dead. They lasted 3 years. Lasted sounds horrible. They lived 3 years. If I say lasted, it sounds like I'm making it a fucking race. I'm like, oh yeah, they lasted 3 years. Gotta see how much the next one lasts, you know? Hope we make it to the finals. But it's like so fucking sad, dude. Because I really love my pets. Like, Bucanico lives like a princess. Bucanico can't complain about, like, the life I give her. If Bucanico ever escapes, or Bucanico ever, like, reports me to the police, I'll be like, whoa! But I'm giving you a good life. But Bucanico would sell me for a freaking corn chip. Bucanico would absolutely sell me for a corn chip. I just know she will. Like, you know, I'm like, aware she totally will do that. Bucanico would absolutely sell me for a corn chip. 2 years is very old age for hamsters. They look good. Yeah, but that fucking Octavio, that fucking asshole, he traumatized me. He's like,
well, most of the hamsters that I know, they die because of, like, other reasons. I've never seen a hamster die of old age. And I'm like, what do you mean?
What the fuck do you mean? That's my headcanon. You cannot mess with my headcanon. I know they died of old age. You cannot come here and just fucking tell me my hamsters died because I was not taking care of them. I know he didn't say that, but, you know, it still made me like, but my hamsters, but they're cute. Like, I had them ever since they were a little bean. But yeah, dude. Yeah, my headcanon fucking ruined by Octavio, dude. I fucking love Octavio. He's a little freak. Isn't it crazy that this little freak, just like me, but in armies? It's always one. There's always one of those. But I feel sometimes it's like there's like two of those. Because, for example, on Vanguard, we have like me and fucking like Fleon. On armies, they got fucking Gerard and fucking Octavio. And HQ, they have fucking Axel and Vesper. Like, you know, it's kind of crazy. Like, at least two of them have to be like mentally unstable and fucked up in the head. There's at least one. Yeah. I mean, there's at least one, but I don't know which one is it for me, though. Is it me or is it Fleon? Like, who is it? You know, who's the funky one? Nom, nom. I gotta explain. I'm Holostars. Everyone likes that. it's a canning event, bro. My canning event is not being able to play Kirby when I really wanted to fucking play Kirby, dude. I remember I was eating the Carby. Wow, look at my fucking YouTube videos rubbing it. How to fix Elgato. How to fix El Meow Meow HD60S and HD60S Plus USB 3.0 Type-C replacement cable. God, stop it. Stop it. Stop. Leave me alone. Son of a bitch.
I just want to escape from that. I don't want to remember. Just want to eat my bagel in peace. Can't I eat my bagel in peace? I'm pretty sure this is not how you eat a bagel, but I'm making like a bagel sandwich. Nom, nom, nom. How to fix El Michi legit. Ah! My mouth! Can you have a bite? Yes, of course. It's so cheesy. I'm burning the roof of my mouth. Good shit. Moon, thank you for the super chat. Hi, Bear Boy. Just wrap up both days of my class theater show, so I just want to thank you for being my comfort place when I'm tired from breakfast. Aw, welcome, Moon! You guys are my comfort place as well. Because I'm losing my shit right now. Thank you for being here. And thank you for always keeping us updated on your theater class. It's very nice. On my computer, I'm like talking to you guys on my phone, but I have like my computer on. Octavia just tweeted.
Excited for a chill Octalks tomorrow. It's gotta be chill, right?
Right? Alright, guys. What do I tweet? What do I respond to him? What do I respond to him? You guys are gonna be my ghostwriters today. Come on. Do we have any Filipino Jaquitos here? What do I tell him? What do I tell him? What do I tell him? Tell him straight up no? All right, okay, I will. No. I'm just gonna straight up say no. That sounds so ominous. That sounds so fucking ominous in other contexts by itself. It's like, no. No. Imagine trying to eat a bagel, but Jaquitos behave like seagulls, bro. I'll like fucking stomp the shit out of you. No one messes with my food. Unless I share, if you touch my food, you're dead. I'm stalking Octavia right now. What the fuck is this guy doing? Why is this Gerard? This guy's such a creature, dude. It's kind of crazy to find someone who's like way more fucked up than I am. This guy's such a fucking creature. Give us some crumbs, Dan. I'll give you a bite. You just gotta ask for it gently, you know? I'll be like, okay, Jaquito, take a small bite. Take a tiny bite. Take a little bite. Okay, good, Jaquito. There we go. No, I'm not talking about Gerard. I know he's a creature. I'm talking about fucking Octavio. He's also a creature. He's a little creature. Good water, dude. Do you guys ever just, like, drink water and you're just like, holy fuck. How is this thing real? Do you ever just like fucking drink water and you're just like, wow. Holy shit. You know what I'm gonna do after I finish what I have to record today? I'm probably gonna like open up my computer and do some fucking maintenance to it. Dude, water's so fucking good. 3 a.m. Oh, bro. Oh my god. Look what I'm gonna retweet, guys. That's literally me. Dude, whenever I wake up and I have, like, the freaking thirst, I feel like I'm legit in the fucking desert. I have, like a fucking glass of water. It feels so good. It really does. That's the best part of it.
It just makes you feel so alive. Wait, what? From the faucet? Faucet? You have potable water in your faucet? Holy shit. Where do you live? Why is that bougie shit? In the faucet? I drink water from the faucet here, I die. Crazy. Damn. No fucking way. Poor Akito will never speak again. Water filters, yeah, you're right. My grandma used to have a water filter, but still, I didn't even trust that thing. Bro. It was way too risky. We have a filter in our faucet. I mean, there are times where I don't give a fuck and I still drink faucet water. I'm just like, what, YOLO? So I just, like, fucking drink it. Especially when there's, like, no potable water. Whoa! Yo! Water from ice mountains running? I've never heard of that. What the fuck? That's like the bougie water. That's like bougie water. Holy shit! Yo, this place is beautiful! What? Dude, that's badass as fuck! That's insane! That's like legit so fucking cool, what? Oh no, I'll fill you in that one, Cedar. Where I live is literally mountain and forest. This is beautiful, though. Dude, I want to go here. I want to take it. That's my dream. That's my dream, dude. Ever since I went to Japan, I want to travel more. I want to travel randomly. One of these days, I'm going to... Well, whichever country fucking allows me to get in. Because that's another issue. I want to grab, like, a world map and throw a fucking dart. And if I have a visa for it, I'll visit. I have a new dream mini stream. I'm a dreamer, dude. I have lots of silly, funky little dreams, you know? Every day I wake up and I'm just like, wow, what's it going to be today? Just you wait, dude. Just you wait. Just you fucking wait. Just you wait. Just you wait until I become powerful. One of these days, I'm gonna be so powerful. I'm gonna be unstoppable. But today, I eat my bagel. Very good. I hope so. We use it by streaming one. Dude, are you simply like, oh, wait, what? He started again? Or did he die? Oh, no. It's still the same character. Holy shit. Dude, are you simply so fucking advanced and fucking like power? What the hell is going on? Can we have some bagel? Of course you can. Say goodbye. Don't eat too much. This bagel is really good. This bagel is actually really, really fucking good. Like, it's a good ass bagel. Beagle. Oh, Tenma Senpai's also playing Pal World. I could play Pal World, but I don't want to, like, overexpose you guys to Pal World. I don't feel like playing Pal World, to be real honest with you. Macaroon Appreciation Day. Ooh. Are you guys ready? It's gotta be a fun... That's gotta be a fun stream. Hold up. Let me retweet Flay on Sting. You said by seductive, dude. I mean, same. But, you know, we ball.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's gotta be really fun. Wait, I need some fucking napkins. I'm like scared to walk in my house. My mom's petting my cat. I'm like scared to walk in my house and just walk through a fucking dox bomb, bro. I'm like so afraid. I'm gonna walk into my house and then suddenly, like for some reason, like the sky's gonna open up and just yell out my IP address, my fucking MAC address. But you never know. You really never know. You can't wait to see our new outfits together. It's gotta be sick, dude. It's gotta be really sick. Different vibes for sure. But I honestly can't wait for all of us to be like together in our new outfits. Whenever that happens, it's gonna be really sick. Whoa. That's a motor. Is that a motorcycle or a fucking truck? I am in my house. I am in my house. New outfit collab? That would be sick. That'd be sick, dude. New outfit watch along. Chicken Run watch along. Imagine. Oh, yeah! Mm-hmm! Shinri got a fucking shirt! Bro! Shinri got a goddamn shirt. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Green screen modeling with... Oh, dude, I should do that. I should do that tomorrow in Tengu Talk. We should have, like, a green screen section so you guys can take screenshots and go fucking crazy. What do you guys think of that? What do you guys think of that? The serve, he's warm now. His titties are not in the on the air anymore. He's finally not cold. Bro, that's like crazy. If you think about it, that's like crazy. Do you think the last time that we saw his tits was in Power World? Do you think we're going to ever see them again? I don't think so. I don't think we're going to see his titties anymore. Unless he's feeling a little bit, you know.
Nom, nom.
He looks so cute, dude. It was so cute. I'm stalking, but I'm retweeting all his posts. Because honestly, same. He looks amazing. Oh god. I gotta blow my nose. How do I fucking mute? Well, fuck it. Fuck it, we ball. This is a space. I have to give you guys special content. It looks adorable. Dude, I burned my finger. My finger feels like so stiff. Oh no. I built the tip of my finger. Sad.
Nom, nom.
I'm trying to think. I usually don't do that a lot. Thinking. More punishment for yesterday's stream. Dude, yeah, like finger burns are annoying because like they're like they heal so easily, but they also take so they feel so long because it's like a very tactile part of like your finger.
Do I need a kissy for the boo boo? Yes, please. Please kiss my boo boo. Where?
Bro, imagine if I acted like that. But then again, I act like that, so. Then again, I literally act like that. I was gonna be like, imagine if I did that. Ha! What a fucking freak. But then just me, you know. I do act like that. Can even judge people. I can't fucking judge people. Where the fuck is Goldie when I need him? Where the fuck is Goldie so he can kiss my boo-boo? And make me feel better. Where the fuck is Goldie? Let me message Goldie right now. Goldie. That's not Goldie. That's Flan. That's Goldie too. Gold Bullet. You son of a bitch. Where are you? I miss you. All you care is about your big bubby. And I think that is offensive towards my person. Yours truly, Bonsoy and Huck. There we go. Oh, he's got membership stream. Is he streaming right now? That's fucking funny. Bro. I'm thinking of making an app account. Just so I can join these fuckers' memberships. And blend in with the crowd. Blend in with the crowd. Be like, yeah, hell yeah, Bubby! And they'll be like, they don't know it's Bonsai Saka. And then I'll throw him off, dude. Act like a regular Bubby. But I'll send him subliminal messages. So whenever he reads chat, in the corner of his eye, he starts freaking the fuck out. Like, I'm gonna send him subliminal messages, bro. It's like I'm gonna activate what's it called, the sleeper cells in his head. He's gonna be like, "Fuck up, this is weird, Bubby," in my membership chats. He oddly sounds like you. Is everything okay? And I'll be like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. It's a crazy motherfucker, dude. That could not be me. You're crazy. You're losing your fucking mind. You should go to a doctor right now. I'll even call with him. And I'll screen share. I'll be like, see, it's not me, bro. You can trust me. But he doesn't know that I got my alt account in fucking Internet Explorer. He doesn't know that, dude. And he's gonna be like, oh, okay. I guess I trust you. And I'll be like, yeah. Stupid son of a bitch. I'll make him lose his fucking shit. I'll make him lose his fucking mind, bro. I'm gonna keep deploying secret messages on him. And he's gotta come back and be like, "Hug up, something's happening. I'm not sure what's going on." And I'll be like, "Wow, that's crazy. Have you seen this bed?" And he's gotta be like, "It's really cute, Haka." And I'd be like, "It really is." And that'll defuse him. That'll defuse him because he'll be confused that I changed the topic, but not in a direct way. I'm scrolling through Twitter while talking to you guys, and I literally just saw, "What's up, fuckers? I'm assuming you guys have never seen that Mexican Yoshi before. I'm Dominican Mario." I'm assuming you ain't even seen a Mexican Yoshi before. Well, check it out. We got Cuban Mario. Why is this on my timeline? Why is this on my fucking FYP? I'm scrolling my FYP. All right, let's see if I can find you guys. All right. It's time for FYP. Isn't it actually bad that you're revealing your plans to us? Well, I trust you guys. You guys were never telling me, right? If you guys tell me, you guys will be horrible. All right, FYP scroll. This is so fucked up. FYP scroll. I'm not... Whoa! Why is my algorithm not showing me my tweets? Oh, there we go. That's a Bunsley Hanka. That's a Bunsley Hanka and Octavia tweet. Well, that's a clip, though. That's tagged. It got retweeted. Okay. Roulette. Oh, Toramane Axel and Altair. That's cute. That's a Shinri. Oh, that's a Shin. Dude, I want a Nui so bad. I want people to have my Nui and take the most like horrific pictures ever, but also take me to the cutest places ever, dude. Like the ones I'm seeing? Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. Oh my fucking god. This is a shitpost. It's not my shitpost. I want Tempest Nui so fucking bad, dude. I will literally have them all, like, in the shelf dedicated for Tempest Nui. I want to get all Holostars Nui. Like, literally. Like, all the Holostars Nui will belong to me one day. I have not seen a single fucking tweet of you guys. What the fuck? I have not. What is happening? Do you guys hate me? You guys hate me? Not a single bouncing. I need to curate my algorithm right now. All right, let's go to my R tag. Okay, I need to curate my algorithm right now. Just you wait. I need to curate my algorithm. Oh my god, Kirby Ashit! Kirby Kito! I was gonna use that today. But God, they didn't want me to. The question is, which Miku you like more from the Miku? Poison and Bug. Wait, I'm gonna open them again. Miku X Pokemon collab. Oh god, my internet. Hello? Okay, we're back.
Project Voltage! Project Voltage.
I thought that was Isuru Senpai listening to me. Hello! Person with the Isuru profile picture? I got scared. I was like, Isuru-senpai, why are you not listening to my space? I distracted him, they say. You silly little birds. Wait, where the fuck is the long one with all the types? Okay, Ghost is really good. Goddamn, Ghost Miku, good shit. Ghost Miku's fantastic. Fucking phenomenal. Yeah, Ghost and Bug, honestly. Ghost, Bug, and Poison. That's really about it. I thought that was easy to send, but I kind of got freaked out. I mean why would I get freaked out? I had hugged that man. I grabbed the motherfucker and I held him like a newborn baby close to my chest. And I told him, nothing's going to happen to you while I'm here, senpai. And he was just really confused. And you know what? That's okay for him. Ain't nothing wrong with that, you know. He can be a little bit confusing. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, poison type is sick. Poison type. Ghost type. Dark type, kind of, you know, dark type kind of fits the aesthetic that I like a lot. Fairy type is really cute. Which one else?